one halakha, rabotai. Seems like a small thing, but it's not small at all. Gemara Yoma talks about the importance of making Oseh Shalom at the end of the Amidah, the three steps. The Gemara actually says that if somebody doesn't make the Oseh Shalom properly, it's better off that he didn't pray. It almost invalidates the tefillah. That's how important the Oseh Shalom is. So, the different opinions of what the purpose of the three steps are, according to a simple understanding, if, which is the fact, you're standing in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu when you're praying, so you can't just walk away when you're done. The kavod and the derech eretz is to face the Shekhinah and then walk back respectfully. Of course, we walk back initially with our left foot, which is the weaker foot, in order to show that it's a struggle to walk away from the Shekhinah, that we're not running away from the Shekhinah. We discussed in the previous daily halakha exactly how the three steps are supposed to be done. The Ben Ish Chai actually says a Kabbalistic reason why we take the three steps. He says if we're standing by a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Amidah, we're in Olam Atzilut. So we need to go back to our Olam. So we take three steps back, Keneged Briyah, Yisirah, and Asiyah. So we're basically coming back to our position. The halakha then says that after he makes the three steps, his feet should be together, like he is still in the Amidah, and he's not allowed to move from that position. He's still considered in Amidah mode, at least until Nakdishach, according to one opinion in Maran. That's the opinion that we hold, that he should stand in position with his feet close to each other until Nakdishach. Right before Nakdishach, he should take three steps forward, starting again with his right foot at this time, and his feet will be together again for the Nakdishach. This applies also even if he's praying Biyachid. That means if a person is praying Biyachid and he makes the Oseh Shalom, he's not allowed to immediately either just walk away or take three steps forward. He has to wait at least four amot, the shi'ur that it would take to walk four amot, which is not allowed, maybe 6 or 7 feet, which is not more than 3 or 4 seconds, but he should stand in position, even Biyachid, and then walk forward with his right foot, and then stand where he would normally stand, let's say, for Nakdishach B'Sibur, but now he would stand there for the Yachid. The Gemara says that if a person immediately comes right back to his position, it's like a dog that's coming back to his, to the place where he spoiled. Which means it shows that you didn't do it for the Kavod of the Shekhinah. You just did it, as of convenience. But if you walk away and you stand in the position that shows you have the respect for the Shekhinah, then you walk forward. So there's cases, of course, where the Ben Ish Chai talks about that, let's say you don't have room. Sometimes a person, when he's praying, he doesn't have room to make the Oseh Shalom. Then, of course, you'd have to make smaller steps just in order to make the Oseh Shalom as best as you can. But he says you should prepare yourself to, before you pray the Amidah, that at least you should have room to make the minimum amount, which is a step, a toe to heel each step, for the Oseh Shalom. Finally, it happens sometimes that when a person makes the Oseh Shalom, the kahal is up to a Nakdishach. For example, he prayed a long Amidah. So in that case, the Kafahim says you should go right away to the Nakdishach. You don't have to worry about standing in your place. You're able to just make the Oseh Shalom immediately. The Poskim also discuss that while you shouldn't go back to your position until Nakdishach, if a person needed, let's say, to go outside, to go to the bathroom, or do something else, that's better than going back to your position, which means he should just stand where he was, walk away, do what he has to do, come back to his position, then go back to the three steps also in order to make the Nakdishach. So you see over here, it's definitely a significant item, and one should try his effort. But by the time he gets to the end of the Amidah, already his mind may be, not with him, he's wandering a little. But he should pay note. Again, if the Gemara says that without the Oseh Shalom, his Amidah would have been better off not to be said, even if he prayed with all the Kabanot, so therefore, it's something to pay note that at least when we get to the Oseh Shalom, we should have the minimum Kabanot, like an Eved that's leaving the Master, and to add on the Kabanot, like we said, you're moving away from the three Olamot.